You're comfortable. This is what a Torah Shraga dinner looks like for tonight, certainly. And just in terms of the schedule for tonight, we're going to take the opportunity to meet a number of our Rebbeim that we're going to have over the years. That's what we're going to do tonight. So we spoke a little bit this morning about our Rosh Hashiva. And Baruch Hashem, Rosh Hashiva is here. Rabbi David is really a tremendous personality for us. And the one comment that I made this morning that I want to make again. A lot of the people on the Hanhala have an office upstairs. The Rosh Hashiva's office is in the Bet Midrash. And the office consists of his chair, a table, and a number of chairs around that table. And the reason for that is he's a very welcoming individual. Anybody who wants to come by and stop by the Rosh Hashiva can do so at any point in time. In terms of learning, in terms of any other advice and guidance and schmoozing, he's available certainly in the Bet Midrash. Everyone's welcome to sit with him during lunchtime, during the meals. Again, he's a very, very unbelievable personality in our yeshiva. So with that, I want to ask Rosh Hashiva to say a few words.
In 1971, I came to Israel to study for a year after I graduated Yeshiva University College. And I was here for approximately a year and a half. And that year was probably the most impacting year, a year and a half, in my entire life. However, I want to contrast my year with the last 43 years that I've seen subsequently. Based on a Gemara, or two Gemaras, one in Ksuvis, that the Yeshiva learned last year, and one in Masechet Nedarim, that the Daf Hayomi, that you can discuss with Rabbi Yudin Shlita, that the Daf Hayomi focuses on the personality of Rabbi Akiva. Everyone's familiar with Rabbi Akiva, the great Tana, who at the age of 40 began to learn Torah. The Gemara actually tells two different stories. In one, the story is fleshed out considerably more than the other Gemara. But what's striking is that his father-in-law disowned him. His father-in-law was a very wealthy person, one of the wealthiest people in Yerushalayim, Ben Kalba Savua. Disowned Rabbi Akiva for marrying Rachel, his wife, and going to learn for 24 years. And then when he came back, the great Tana, the father-in-law was looking for a Pesach to be Matu Neder. So the Rishonim bring two different approaches. Tosfos and Ksuvos writes that the approach was, when a person goes to learn for 2 or 3 years, one becomes a Ben Torah, a Talmid Chacham. And the Rambam Nedarim quotes another approach. Had I known that he would know Halacha Achas uPerek Echad, I wouldn't have taken the Neder. So in 1972, I learned Ksuvos. And I was troubled by what seems to be a rather sharp discrepancy between these two reasons. Tosfos Ksuvos writes that one becomes a Talmid Chacham, a great Torah scholar. You go to learn for 2 or 3 years. And the Rambam Nedarim writes, Halavai he should have known, had I known he would learn Perek Echad Halacha Achas, I would have taken the Neder. How do you explain the discrepancy between these two approaches? So I'll explain it to you. When I learned the Nitri, which is the Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, Beit Tzfafa, there was no telephone in the entire Yeshiva. So I went there, Rosh Hashanah, to call my parents, Aleihem HaShalom, on Rehov Yafo, in the main post office, and to bring with me a sakit shel asimonim. Literally, I was carrying an entire bag of asimonim, these little slugs that used to put in every 28 seconds or so. But there were 300 people, literally, I'm not exaggerating, 300 people lined up in this post office to call whomever they wanted to call. They also came with sakiyot shel asimonim. And they took their time, their merry time. And I realized that I stayed for 1 hour, maybe 10 people left, and there were another 290. I said, I can't continue this. I came back here at Yom Kippur. It was even worse. There were about 500 people in Rehov Yafo. So I decided I'm going to write my parents every week a letter. L-E-T-T-E-R, a pen. I don't know if you ever heard of a letter. Probably didn't. I didn't speak to my parents for a year and a half. Every week we exchanged letters. Every single week. Now there was no telephone in the yeshiva. There was nothing else to do but to learn. Literally nothing to do. No smartphones, no iPhones, none of the other technologies that existed in the last, Baruch Hashem, 40 years. And so what did I do? The last Brera, I sat and learned. I learned 3 Masechtas in 1.5 years. I learned Ksubis, I learned Baba Kama, I learned all the Kedusha. Actually, those Masechtas, I have a fairly good memory of them. And it probably was the best 1.5 years of my life that I had, and impacted me in terms of Eretz Yisrael, unbelievable. Today, the last number of years, Baruch Hashem, people are blessed with smartphones, iPhones, all kinds of other technologies. People are constantly being invited, Baruch Hashem, by relatives. And even, for example, when someone comes to Eretz Yisrael and let's assume they bring their cat with them and they have an up sharing a Shura cat. So, of course, the whole yeshiva is invited. So that's mitzvah. The chagiga. And you can just let your minds roam for a bit and imagine that I go from one max cake to the next max cake, have a coffee break every 15 minutes, and on and on and on. So of course we understand the right of the door. Halavai, going to come out of the yeshiva with perakech of halachas. Halavai! And even that's a mess. A nice nigla. So I want to read a pasuk to you. Ki kach ishi shachadosha. This week's parsha. When a person marries a new wife, you're showing him a trouble by chadosha, as opposed to yishona. I won't get it. Lo yetzi batzova, lo yara lo bechol davar, not to go to the army. What should one do? Noki yiyeh lebeis shona echos. V'sima ches ishto asher loko. What should one be devoted to when one gets married? To one's wife. V'simach es ishto. Machlok is a rishonim. But the mitzvah v'simach applies only the first year. Depends how you read the pasuk. Shona echos v'simach es ishto. There's a chassid that I know. After 1 year, he calls me up and said, Rabbi, 365 days have passed. I'm now potter for being misameach my wife. Clearly he read the pasuk according to one gear of rishonim. I said, I would advise you to adopt the position of the other Rishonim. Namely, pause. Otherwise, I'll probably be misader again for you tomorrow or the next day. So the Torah tells us, I know you told me 1 minute. And you also told me since I didn't prepare, so it'll be much easier. But I'll try just 1 more minute. This year is a new year. An opportunity for a marriage. Of course, as my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal would say, I have a romance with the Torah. I'm going on a date with the Shechina. He went on dates with the Shechina. He had a romance with the Torah. Chazal and many, many midrashim compare the study of Torah to the relationship that one has with one's wife. You see that throughout Tanakh. So what does the Torah tell us? It gives us a piece of advice. You want to be Matzliach this year? All that you can. All you have tremendous potential to go the way beyond the Perakech of Halacha Achas. And to get to Halavai, the tasting Subis, to become a Ben Torah and a Talmud Chacham. But how do you accomplish that? I'm giving you one little piece of advice. I have no right to give you advice. I have only one thing over you. You're much smarter than I am, but I'm just a bit older, like several decades. And Chazal say, Ein Chacham Kabal Misoyo. I didn't know that was so fatuous. Kind of Reshe came. It's a reality. So what does Chazal say? What does the Torah say? Noki yiyeh lebeiso. What does that mean? Try to tone down the smartphones. Try to tone down all the technology. Try to devote yourself to Limud HaTorah, because it's really astounding the opportunity that you have. It's a year of such unbelievable potential possibility of growth, of coming close to Hashem Yisbarach, and you'll see, those who have been here before certainly know it's true, but all of you are capable of doing it. Everyone is capable of rising to unbelievable heights. And my bracha to you is that all of you should be zocheh, not to perakecha v'alocha achas, no piyela beso. Get rid of all the technology. Of course, not entirely. It has you to eviscerate it, to extirpate it, to eliminate it. In toto, that would be an act of lunacy on your part. And lunatics, you're certainly not. You may be other things, but not lunatics. Noki yela meso! V'simach eshishto asher lokoch. V'misameach the Torah. V'misameach Hashem Yisbarach. And if you do so, and take this piece of advice from a gentleman who belongs to the geriatric squad, you'll discover you can become real B'nai Torah and genuine Mavakshi Hashem. Halavai, all of us together this year should be able to be zocheh to that matter.
Amen.